is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin a statewide journey on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Busy broadcast. You got Michigan State at Illinois tonight, the Spartan. Road Warrior plane has landed in Champaign, Urbana. On the DraftKings Sportsbook app, they're a 4.5-point underdog. How do you not take State on the road? We'll talk to Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Spartan Basketball Insider. We'll join us from Champaign-Urbana, which is in the state of Illinois. And then we'll talk Tigers. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame announcement will be coming up later tonight in Cooperstown. They're tracking votes. They're saying Bonds won't get in. You know, with everything that's been connected to the game of baseball since it's, and I'm talking Major League Baseball, since the game was invented, you have got to let Bonds in the steroid era in. It's part of the game, like it or not. So we'll go through that. Dan Hasty will talk Tigers in the Major League Baseball 2020 Hall of Fame class announcement. He is the play-by-play voice of the Tigers' High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. He'll be inside the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store studio later. Also, the fun governor, Tim McCullough from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. I think he has word on their second outdoor summer concert series show, Zach Brown Band. Tickets, I think, are going to go on sale. You'll want to go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. I know New Kids on the Block have been announced at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. So Zach Brown, outdoors. Plus, they have great indoor shows. Superfly, did you see Air Supply, or are they coming up? I know you wanted two VIP tickets. As you flick your lighter and you say, "You're all out of love. I'm so lost without you." They got Vanilla Ice. Incredible shows. I'm telling you right now, Soaring Eagle, the last year and a half, you know, during this pandemic, providing some unbelievable entertainment in Mount Pleasant. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. Download the Eagle Access app for more info on the Zach Brown Show. What date and time? I know it's, I think it's July. And New Kids on the Block are outdoors at the end of June, and that's an outdoor show with Zach Brown. You want to join in on the conversation? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. Yeah, you know, I was reading about the 2022 Baseball Hall of Fame class and the announcement, which is forthcoming later tonight. I'm like, you know, you got to put Bonds in. You really do. You just have to. Because I ask, and I've said this all along, when you've discussed Bonds, Clemens, you know, would they be Hall of Famers even if they hadn't done or allegedly done, however you want to classify it, performance-enhancing drugs? Yes, they would have. Oh, well, the numbers, put an asterisk. Who cares? Put it in Cooperstown that they were part of the steroid era. I mean, Cooperstown's supposed to tell the true story of baseball when the sport was full of bigots and they were racist and they didn't allow great black players to play. So you're going to what? You be holier than thou? When baseball applauded Mark McGwire, where everybody on earth knew, they saw the body at USC of Mark McGwire and the body with the Cardinals. And nobody was buying it. That was just a great workout and diet regimen. Oh, the baseball is a hall of greatness. Really? The sport, well, I'm trying to think. NCAA, Adolph Rupp using the N-word, 1966, Texas Western, started five black players. Has there ever been a sport more racist than baseball? No. There hasn't. I mean, that's their history. That is their history. That is factual documentation. And Barry Bonds, his swing, you go back to Arizona State, you look at him with the Pirates, and granted, he put on some weight. But I said it, I remember doing the show across the street. You know, we're on 96.1, the game now in Grand Rapids. And when everybody was declaring him the devil, I said, when this is all said and done, he will not stand alone. And boy, when the truth came out, he wasn't alone. You know, Clemens, come on, man. Clemens and Bonds are Hall of Famers. But you got the holier than thou, you got the Twitterverse, you have woke culture. Yeah, the same woke culture that says Bonds and Clemens shouldn't be in, but you're going to really celebrate in Cooperstown the Hall of Fame. A sport that, again, and their fans, I swear, no sport has, I'm trying to think, in America, has any sport ever treated black people as bad as baseball did until Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier? And by the way, that was, if you watch 42, that exactly wasn't kumbaya when he became the first black player to ever play. So don't give me this crap about Bonds or Clemens or anybody else. God, I'm telling you, man. Between the media, and I know I'm part of the media, and I know a lot of you disagree with probably 2% of what I say. Let me see. Huge show audience, Bill's huge opinions, whether they're on Twitter or Facebook, how often does the audience disagree with me? All right, I'll bump it up to 2.1% of the time. Beyond that, you're like, he's right. He's right. You're driving. You don't even take your hands off the wheel. You're like, he's right. Kids are going, can you turn this off? Who is this old man? He's right. He's right. I had a tweet from somebody who's living down in Georgia who said he grew up with me hating Matt Stafford, listening to his dad's radio in the car coming home from school. That he said he grew up. He said he grew up. So I think he said he's like, I'm guessing, you know, Stafford was, what, 12 years in Detroit. He said he grew up with me hating Matt Stafford. And I'm thinking, wow. And how ironic that the kid then ends up moving to Georgia. Probably the dad loved them. They probably moved to Georgia or Athens where he went to school. I saw a reply to one of my Stafford tweets from Sunday. And he looked like a younger kid because they usually have the goofy photos, right? Like half the face is showing. They can't even take a damn selfie. And he goes, and he looked like he was in Atlanta. The photo looked like he was at the Lions-Atlanta game, right, this year? And the photo was only like half. And he goes, and all his comment was, I grew up listening to you in my dad's car or something, hating Matt Stafford. And I'm thinking, so if he's in that car, so I don't know how old he is. So let's say he's 7 when you start digesting the stuff, 7, 8, 9. I'll go 8. So his entire 3rd or 4th grade through high school, he's coming home maybe till he starts driving at 16. So he gets 8 years of me saying Matt Stafford is just padding his stats in Detroit. Oh, my God. That made me laugh out loud. It really did. I do have a huge question of the day, and I want to ask you, the audience. Do you think Bonds and Clemens belong in Cooperstown in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame? You tell me that. Do you think they belong in? It's a quick yes for me. Oh, man. Bonds, Clemens. I mean, if you think about the steroid era now, let's just be honest. Does anybody even think about it? No. And again, I look at some of these dudes, and I'm telling you, and I know this for a fact, my brother was the 2nd-round pick of the Brewers, and he had friends who juiced because they said, if I juice, and then once I get my big guaranteed contract, I'm going to go off the steroids because the money can't be taken away. Oh, yeah, you might get fined. You might lose a year of salary, but they don't take your entire contract away. So this was running rampant right prior to the Bonds-Clemens era. So I'm trying to think. My brother was drafted, 2nd round, 84, I think, is it? 84 or 85, one of those two. Maybe it was 86. Whenever he was drafted in the 2nd round by the Expos, or by the Brewers, excuse me. 2nd round by the Brewers. Toronto Blue Jays wanted to draft him in the 1st round, but because of the Dennis Lamp, free agent, forfeiture, whatever it was back then, Bobby Cox loved my brother, but they couldn't draft him. Big 6'3", 239, outfielder, ran a 4.5 40. Amazing football player in high school, didn't play his senior year, broke his leg in a scrimmage where he had scored like 7 touchdowns. He was an amazing baseball player. He really was. I mean, 1 year in the Midwest League, I think, what do you have, 28 homers, hit .298, 98 RBIs, 23 assists in the outfield, 25 stolen base, whatever it was. The line was incredible, and he was on fire at the half, like hitting like .345. And that Midwest League had Mark Grace, Dwight Smith, who went on to the Cubs, Larry Walker, who went on to the Expos. Man. Matt Williams, Walt Weiss, I think were Indians, right? Yeah, it was a really good league that year. And he played over in Beloit with the Brewers. Came close to the major leagues, was ready to get called up by the Rangers later in life around 28 and ripped his groin to his pelvic bone trying to plant in a double-A game against the Jackson Astros. And he's 28 and he was done. Asked to play one more game, shot up with some cortisone, and had a couple of hits and left the stadium in his uniform. So he had a wonderful baseball career. Now he has his power baseball, softball, and training, hitting center in Rockford, just north of GR, so he's still connected to the game. Amazing talent, and I'm not just saying that as a brother. He was, 6'3", 230. In his prime in baseball, high school running back. Missouri called him the fastest white guy they've ever seen hit a hole. So think about it. It's almost he didn't have the Olympic speed of Herschel Walker, but he was fast. I remember his junior year, he ran in like the indoor Gerald R. Ford track and field relays. Had never ran track, and he ran he won the 60. He was a freak athlete. He just, you know, but again, we didn't have a dad, so he didn't listen to anybody. And, you know, when you're young and you don't have a dad, you basically don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to coaches. I didn't listen to my coach, and Coach Andrews threw me off the baseball team. I thought I was bulletproof. But, yeah, my brother, he got it right, and he got his attitude right, and he was really making a push. And the Rangers were – he was killing it at AA Tulsa, hitting like 340 and had an unbelievable doubleheader with all the Rangers brass watching, and he was 28. And they said, you know, my brother called me. I was at the Foreman-Morrison fight out in Vegas, and he called me. I'd been up all night with Tommy celebrating. I think he just beat Foreman and got the world belt, world title belt, championship belt. And rest in peace, Tommy Morrison, man. He was a man who was just fighting his demons but had a big heart and was a cool dude to hang out with back in my days in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Fantastic dude. It was really he played in Rocky. I forget what Rocky was. 3-4? Whatever it was. He really did a good job in that, and he was awesome. But, man, once he got drunk and people would come challenge him to fights in bars, it was crazy. So, yeah, single days hanging out with Morrison. So in Vegas, I get a call from my brother, and he says, hey, the Rangers are bringing me up after the All-Star break. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it was really emotional because I knew for the first time in his life, my brother really wanted it. He was listening to people, taking advice. You know, he's 28. And, man, you know, and then that night gets called off. I think he was playing center. He was running hard for a line drive. He loved to chase the balls in the gaps and get to them. Left fielder called him off. He went to plant. His foot slipped on like the evening dew, whatever you get, you know, the humidity, right? And his cleat didn't plant. And the back cleat did, and it just ripped his groin to his pelvic bone. He needed surgery, and he played one more game, and then walked out with his uniform on, said, I'm done. And since that point, he's been teaching boys and girls baseball and softball hitting from Tulsa, and then moved his business to Rockford, north of Grand Rapids, about, 12, 13 years ago. He wanted to be up closer to my mother, to my children, and I'm really proud of him. I am, man. I'm really, and our life wasn't easy. My mother did everything she could. We grew up poor, welfare, food stamps with my sister. We were moving every 6 months, but she kept us together. And I remember about a year and a half, after that call when he said he was coming up, before that night when he tore his pelvic bone to his groin, I then got another call from a hospital that my brother was involved in a car wreck, went off the road, his car flipped 10 times, had like a 240 Mazda or a Nissan, you know, the T-tops, and he didn't have a seatbelt on. The gravel had washed out. He overcorrected late at night, flipped, like they said, 6-8 times. Car shatters on a tree, but in the flipping, he got thrown from the vehicle like 100 yards. I don't know, whatever, 75, 100 yards. He got thrown from the vehicle and laid there until a farmer's dog found him the next morning. And if he would have had a seatbelt on, he would have died on impact because the biggest piece of the car left from my brother's auto accident was the wheel. Everything else had disintegrated. So he was going fast, right? And he just had a, you know, T-tops off, a nice, you know, I think mid-May, late May night. Is this 93, 94? I forget what year exactly. And we go to a hospital. My mom had to fly down from Grand Rapids. And the doctor said, hey, he's got bleeding on the brain. We don't know if he's going to make it. And if you've ever been in one of those situations, anything you think's important in your life is totally stripped away. So I took my mom. There was an Olive Garden or one of those Italian chains, I forget, that was close to the hospital. And I said, let's grab lunch. And they were going to take my brother into surgery to try and relieve the pressure and bleeding on the brain, right? And we're sitting there, and I've never had a serious conversation with my mother ever in my life. Ever. So what am I at that time? 31, something like that, right? Give or take. And we're eating, we order, and it's real emotional because you're thinking my brother's going to die and her son's going to die. And salad comes, you know, again, it's real quiet. And my mom, who we've never had a conversation, a deep conversation ever in our lives, she goes, I did everything I could to keep you guys together. And man, you can look at the trajectory of my life from that moment to where I'm at today. And that was what, you know, I mean, how long are you talking now? Almost 30 years ago, right? And it's still, I feel the emotion like it was yesterday. And then we get back to the hospital. We find out the surgery is great. They relieve the pressure. His vital signs are improving. And he made it. And then they had to take a piece of his rib to not lose his foot because he went feet first into a tree and then fell like 30 feet down. Head first, he would have died instantly. So they took a piece of his rib, and it looks like he's ripping off Meyer for a 2-pound thing of ground beef on his ankle. When my kids first met him and saw him in shorts, I'll never forget. I think it was Ava said, "Why does Uncle Bob have some ground beef on his ankle?" And man, I remember when Bob, you know, I had to kind of take care of him because he couldn't drive, was on crutches, you know. Laid up for a while, so the rib muscle had to take, right? There was a period there. But we still went to the bars, and Bobby had his pillow to put his foot up, and then people were talking smack, so my brother's trying to fight with his crutches. So he looked like he had the biggest chopsticks on earth, and he wanted to take out somebody while he's limping while stealing a 2-pound thing of hamburger from the local supermarket. And now my mom, you know, I was at her house last night. My brother's away for a few days. And, you know, when I lost my Uncle Ed a couple weeks ago and I took my mom up to the funeral, you know, I really, on that drive to Nuevo, I thought about my life. And I thought about nothing is perfect. Nobody has a perfect life. No matter what they tell you, no matter what you see on TV, the movies you read on Twitter, Facebook, nobody has a perfect life. But when I step back and I look at my sister and the way she's raised her 3 kids and she stayed married, and marriage is never easy for anybody. She helps me out with my kids on the weeks I have my children. I look at my brother. He's teaching kids how to play a game he loves. He's been doing it, I think, like I said, for over 20 years between Tulsa and Grand Rapids. And then I was that kid at 11 who loved listening to Ernie Harwell and Paul Carey. Little AM transistor radio. I felt like I was right there at the old Tiger Stadium. And I said, one day I want to do that. By the way, Ernie Harwell would have been 104 today. Legendary voice. Almost an uncle, father, or grandfather to all of us who love the game of baseball. He was. I remember this like it's yesterday before Ernie passed away. My final interview with him, because he was always gracious to come on our show. And I was out with, I think it's CMU at Arizona. I don't know if they went twice or it was that original one trip. And Ernie was battling through his cancer. And he came on air and he still sounded like he was ready to call a baseball game. His cadence, his tone. Then he talked about, don't feel sorry for me. Embrace everybody you love. I've lived a great life. And I tried to keep it together because I grew up with Ernie. And Paul Carey, who had a voice like, how'd that guy ever walk with his testicles dragging on the ground? And it's just the way life kind of weaves and you hit roadblocks. And there's hills that are tough to get up. You know, I ask myself, would I change anything? Would I change anything I've done in my life? I think I would have not been as defensive in some situations, not physically, just verbally, you know. Because, man, I always had to scrape, fight for everything my entire life. I have. But I've lived a good life. And to come back to Michigan, to adopt my two older children, to have three other children, to watch this network grow, to talk about the teams I grew up loving, to interview Ernie Harwell, to experience what we all have together in sports, just the last 20 plus years. You talk about ups and downs. The ride isn't over. Somebody just texted me and said, are you dying? And are you, is this your final show? No. There is just something that when I saw the John Keating from Bally Sports Detroit tweet about Ernie Harwell, it set in motion the connection between the game of baseball that my brother loved, that I loved, that the voice of Ernie and Paul Carey inspired me to be where I'm at today. That I know my mother did the best she could. And that's what you want as a parent. Someday for your children, and they're not going to say it at 13, 14, 15, 18, or 20. But someday, that child of yours, or children plural, will look at you and said, you did the best you could. And you were there for me. And you sacrificed. Because as parents, we like, you know, there's that gap. Once your kids turn about 12, up until 12, they're like, Dad, you're the greatest dad ever. We love you, Dad. You're awesome. You're the greatest dad. 14, what do you want? Yeah, could I maybe get Lucifer out of the body here? And can we talk? So I thank all of you for jumping on board and continuing on this ride. It's not over. It's far from over. But if I do die during the next break of a massive heart attack, at least I kind of had a eulogy. Brett, put this on the hot pad in case maybe my first guess is Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros would have to fill in tomorrow. But at least this is what he'd said yesterday. It's been a good life. It really has. Nothing's easy, man. And that's a message to all of you. And you need to know that people love you, no matter who you are. You are not alone. You aren't. People love you. They may disagree with you. You may irritate them. Here I go describing myself again. But you are loved and you're not alone. We'll lighten things up. Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Spartan Basketball Insider. We'll talk about Michigan State and Izzo and the boys down in Champaign-Urbana. Huge game tonight in the Big Ten. Kyle will join us next from Illinois.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's a new day. A day of winning big at Soaring Eagle. Winter is here, and with it comes the Cold Hard Cash Giveaway and your chance to win up to $5,000 every Friday in January. Then on Saturdays, starting January 8th, it's a snowfall of cash with drawings every hour starting at 7 p.m. and the $25,000 grand prize at 11. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
Now that the holiday season is past, it just might be time to take care of your ride. And your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store's got you covered. This month, Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional 5-Quart Motor Oil is only $36.99. Valvoline Motor Oil protects against deposits to keep your engine clean. Can't make it into the store? You can shop from home and save online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. For great selection and low after-holiday pricing, shop bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now only four teams remain. Two will get to Super Bowl 56. And the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is counting down until we get to that Super Bowl matchup. And this weekend, with four teams, you can pick one. After signing up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, bet $5 on any of those four to win this weekend. And if your team wins, you'll get $280 in free bets on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So just download the app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team to win this weekend by just betting $5, which will win you $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Tuesday broadcast inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio, Michigan-based company. Money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the store close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Huge game tonight for Michigan State. Man, think about it. Could they go back-to-back on the road winning at Wisconsin and at Illinois tonight? I'm telling you, they're already back up to number 10 in America. If they do that on back-to-back games, I think they have a great shot at winning the Big Ten, even with that ugly Northwestern loss. And at worst, I think winning the Big Ten, you're going to be a two seed. Now, this game isn't as big as it could have been because Illinois got knocked off by Maryland last Saturday. Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Spartan Insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Get his thoughts on the game tonight. Welcome back, Kyle.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right. What's the latest on Coburn? Because I think if Coburn's playing, this is going to be a war, like a 58-54 game at the end. If he's not playing, I like the Spartans maybe to win by double digits. They'll just extend the defense, take away the three. What's the latest on Coburn you're hearing from the Illinois locker room?
It's pretty much all silent right now. I mean, he's in concussion protocol, which I mean, that can be really hard to predict, right? I mean, you can see a guy be in there for one game and be out and be fine, or you can see guys in there for weeks or months. I mean, they had Andre Corbello in there for an extended period of time. I think he missed 11 games. So it's a really hard injury to predict. Their coach, Brett Underwood, was not saying much yesterday. So I think it's hard for Michigan State to prepare, but you're right. I mean, you saw how they look against Maryland without him. They run so much stuff through him. He's so dominating a player that it is a very, very different game.
Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Spartan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. You there, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm there.
I just heard some like music or something, or maybe your computer.
I did. I don't know. I don't think that was me. Maybe it was you. I don't know.
Maybe it was switching towers. What about that game at Wisconsin? That if they can bottle that and take it the rest of the way in Big Ten play, Big Ten tournament, NCAA tournament, you know, I start to think this team could have a deep run. That what's crazy, after the Northwestern game, we thought all their flaws were exposed.
Yeah, and at that point, I honestly thought that, their record was just schedule-based, and they hadn't played anybody, and they were beating up on bad teams and getting a good record, and I was totally out on them, selling them as a Big Ten title contender. But, you know, Wisconsin, you know, I'm not sure they're going to end up being like a top-three team at the end of the year, but that's a good road win there. And you know, their bench, you know, stands out to me, 43 points from the bench compared to seven. I mean, they've got nine guys that can score in double figures, really, on any given night. And that's not something a lot of teams have. And if they got two, three guys who aren't feeling it, if, you know, teams are shutting down Gabe Brown or, Marcus Bingham isn't quite having this type of game, they've got guys that are right there to ready to step up. And really impressed with what Malik Hall did. He's a guy that I think can do a lot more for them offensively. He can find his own shot. Really like that kind of turnaround baseline jumper. He had a couple in the second half. He defends, he rebounds. I think he's a guy that could kind of have a big second half of the year for them. But, you know, Jaden Akins comes off the bench, scores 10 points. A.J. Hogard had a good game. He had kind of been shaky for a little bit. I thought he had a nice bounce back. So a lot of things to like from a lot of different players, I think, in that game.
Yeah, you just brought up where I was going. I'm telling you, if they can get 8 to 10 a night from Akins, it'll be tough for any team in college basketball to beat them straight up. If they play like they did against Wisconsin, and Akins and that bench is producing, especially Akins, because this guy has some of that freakish, old school Flintstones, East Side Michigan ability. And I'm telling you that the athletes, at the end of the day, great coaching, what you have with Izzo and his staff. You have great depth. It's good to see Bingham bouncing back after his COVID. Akins is one of those wild card. Akins and the speed of Walker going to the bucket are things you see on top shelf teams.
Right, and there's not a lot of guys who, you know, whatever you want to call him, eighth guy in the rotation, seventh, eighth guy, that can come off the bench and get 10 points and hit those threes. It's just a luxury that they have that many teams don't. And, you know, you mentioned old school. You know, we probably talked about how Time Izzo calls him Charlie Bell, you know.
Right, there you go.
He brings smaller guard. You know, he's a good defender. I think, you know, projecting out future years, he could be a really top-shelf defender in the Big Ten because he's got that freakish athleticism. And he seems to make that one play a game that just, like, you know, kind of gets the bench going, kind of gets people off their seat, whether it's, you know, a put-back dunk or, you know, running the floor and dunking over somebody, just a freakishly athletic player. And I think he's given them a lot now, but it's in terms of, like, upside for future years. I like his upside as much as anybody's on the team.
All right, before I let you go, Kyle Austin from MLive.com, Spartan Basketball Insider, who wins that game tonight? With or without Coburn, I think, probably hinges on your selection.
Yeah, I mean, the easy thing to say is, you know, Illinois wins with Kofi, Michigan State without Kofi. I do think they're capable of winning this game with them, but, boy, you look at how they were against Maryland. They run so much stuff through them. They look totally lost without them. I think Michigan State's feeling good, and I think they've got a good recipe for road wins. You know, they play good defense. They rebound well. They're shooting well, but they're not, like, reliant on their shot, you know. They don't come and go with the shot. So I think they're going to keep it close no matter what. I would give Illinois the edge with Coburn. I think they've lost two straight, and I think they're going to feel like they really need this one more than Michigan State does. But you take them out of the lineup, and I think Michigan State's got a really good chance.
Enjoy the game tonight, Kyle. Appreciate your time on game day.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Kyle Austin, MLive.com, MSU basketball insider joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics, longtime partners with Michigan Athletics. Speaking of U of M, I just saw the post from the Wolverine.com that Ward Manuel has been selected to serve a 3-year term on the college football playoff committee. 3 years. Also, the Wolverine.com, Chris Ballas had a story that there may be some renewed interest in the Miami Dolphins job, and now you have the Saints job open as Sean Payton walked away. There will never be a better time for Harbaugh to pick an NFL job if there are multiple bidders. We don't know anything connected to Harbaugh Watch. And there doesn't seem to be any leading candidates anywhere. So we'll keep you posted on that. I did share the Ward Manuel story and retweeted at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions all NBA season long. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and a whole lot more. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, new customer offer, and all promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoarinEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. Tim McCullough, who will join us later, did give us a heads up that Summer Outdoor Concert Series, which will feature New Kids on the Block at the end of June, also now has added Zach Brown Band. Tickets, the dates, when they go on sale, and more. Go to SoarinEagleCasino.com or download that Eagle Access app, and their indoor show lineup is phenomenal. Everything you need at SoarinEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. We're going to talk some baseball coming up. Tiger spring training, will it go on as scheduled? I think the owners and the players seem to have some give and take going on right now. There's no hurry. They have about, what, a couple, 3 weeks to get a deal done before spring training. Dan Hasty, play-by-play voice of the Tigers' high-A affiliate, the Midwest League, join us in studio. Talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame vote for the 2022 class that will be announced later tonight. Should Bonds and Clemens be in? Anybody else being left out of Cooperstown? Yeah, the holier than thou for the game of baseball. Are you kidding me? Look at what's happened between drugs, booze, racism. It's a great game. It's America's pastime. But enough of holding Bonds and Clemens hostage. Now, if you miss any interview, any show, wherever you download podcasts, Apple, iHeart, Spotify, Google, Podbean, and more, just search The Huge Show, and you can listen on your schedule. Interviews, individual hours, full shows. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts. And remember, we are everywhere.
Big. Bad. Huge.